In this week's parsha, Parsha's Maaseh, we have the story of the person who's a Ritzech B'Shogeg, that he has to go to one of the Ori Miklat, he has to go into Golus. The Rambam, when he talks about the Hilchos Teshuva, the Rambam says one of Darkei HaTshuva is that a person who killed somebody B'Shogeg, who did an Aveira, it should be Mishana Mekaymai. It's one of the Darkei HaTshuva, it's the Mishana Mekaymai. And the Gemara, when the Gemara says this idea, the more we see a connection to, from there to the world of the dear person who kills B'Shogeg, goes into Golos. Person kills B'Mezid, doesn't go into Golos because he's Chayv Misa. Person kills Shogeg, Karv L'Mezid, so he doesn't go into Golos. Now, the simple reason why he doesn't go, why he does not go into Golos, is because the Golos, the Ir Miklat, functions as a safe of place of refuge for him. And the reality is not really a refuge for him because he's not going to be safe there. He doesn't deserve to have the safety of the Ir Miklat. He's actually really in danger. But in the sense of that, part of the tshuva process is the need to go to Mishana Mekaymai. So this person who's killed Shogeg Karv L'Mezid, he seems to have been denied his opportunity to do that. So how do you eat that? How do you understand that? So Rabbi Meir Bloch Zatzal, he says, why does he go to Golus? Why does this person go to Golus in this situation? He killed somebody B'Shogeg. Now, a person kills somebody B'Shogeg, does something B'Shogeg, there's a certain element of rationalization. It was a mistake, it wasn't my fault, etc. So, he feels bad, and he goes weiter. But the reality is, he killed somebody. He did a tremendous avlo in that somebody's dead because of him. He can't just go on with life as is. That's improper to go on with life as is. He needs to take to heart the depth of the reality of what he's done, and act upon that, and change himself. Person who kills Shogeg Karv L'Mezid has an advantage. He's that much closer to the recognition of what he's done wrong because of the fact that he did it Karv L'Mezid. It's harder to rationalize it. Because it's harder to rationalize it, the need for going to Golus is less. It doesn't need to be driven home to him that what you've done is not acceptable, and you can't just go on with life as is, because that's going to happen naturally. He will go on with his life as is because it's going to bother his conscience. He's going to be thinking about it constantly. It's going to be a motivation for a change towards a greater respect for human life. But a person who can rationalize it, we need to drive home to him that's not the reality, that you need to really change. It's not acceptable the way you are. So that person we send to Golus. And we hope that the physical reality of going to Golus will allow him to understand the depth of what he's done and correct it accordingly. There's so many different elements of this recognition of that life can't go on when there's a loss of life. The case of here, obviously, the person did it. We're dealing with a situation in which we didn't do it. But there's a loss of life, and life just can't go on as is, as normal. There's also this nakuda in general when it comes to the world of averus, that a person needs to take responsibility for his actions and recognize the depth of his actions and the significance of his actions and act accordingly, act properly to correct them and not to rationalize them away. We many times rationalize away. We have good excuses, good reasons, ways to shift the blame to the victim, to other people, not to ourselves. And all of that we should take to heart, that we should not allow ourselves to do that. Have a good Shabbos.